since the rains. And house is like a reflection, I think, of what's, I'm gonna cry, of what's going on with all of us. I mean, this whole family has been bust open. Now the house is saying, hey, what about me? I need this, I need that. Now the house is asking for a lot of TLC, you know? And I'm wondering if I'm gonna be able to go on this trip that's in less than a month with my husband to Israel and leave my daughter here alone with all that's happening here. The place is upside down. I would, like, don't be ashamed. I wouldn't let anyone in this house, except for the repairmen. Stuff is everywhere. We just, like, get into all the nitty-gritty, all the, you know, all the, like you said, the dust and going through things that needed to be gotten rid of years ago. It just, it wasn't the time. And now it's the time. So I'm a little apprehensive because my husband's one of the unknowns, and now the house is one of the unknowns. Roofers are backed up. Can't even get to us. We had to let it rain in the house. Okay. I mean, we just had to do what we had to do.
Okay. You know? So the question is, can you go on the trip?
And I mean, that's okay? One of my questions. I mean, I could use a message if that's like not something you've been able to answer at this point, but it's in a few weeks. I have not been able to scratch the surface on that, except I have a couple plane tickets that are non-refundable. And my husband says he's going even if I don't go. That's him, that's his behavior. I'm wondering, should I stay behind and deal with this and be the grown up here? Or can I go?
All right, well, let me see what I can tell you. One moment, please. I'm just going to start with a general message for you, and then we'll move into your trip. So one moment, please. And say your first name.
Kim.
And say your daughter's first name.
Dina.
I feel like Dina's very capable if you give her a chance. I also feel like the more that you empower Dina with empowering like perception of her, in other words, it's a little bit like the expectations theory. When you expect kids to do well, they will rise and meet your expectation and they will do well. And say both names again, please.
Kim, Dina.
She would actually do well to be put in a empowered, responsible position, and it would do well for you to see her as someone very capable. Because she really needs to sprout her wings. She really needs to become that very strong. The card I'm getting for her, just tuning into her, they're showing me, is spiritual growth. And when I'm looking at that card, they just flash me cards. It just makes my life so easy. But it's this beautiful angel where it's not like a fly-by-night angel with like, it's not like a little cherub, which is wonderful. We need all the angels. But this angel is she just looks strong. and she's got these amazing wings, and it's spiritual growth. The card is spiritual growth. So understand that you source your experience, you source your world, that there's no external reality separate from you. You're dreaming all of this. And so as you maintain the faith and seeing her as very capable, very grown up, very responsible, it will do a lot to support her on her path besides your house. So your house will be, I feel like your house is going to be addressed whether you're here or not. I feel like there are going to be some easy things, and there are going to be some things that are going to be like a stretch in terms of how long it takes or doesn't take. And I just feel like that is going to be regardless of where your body happens to be. It just kind of is. But that being said, I really do feel like you have the ability to do some energy work, or in terms of how you see someone. Because what you do is you kind of direct traffic. If you see somebody, I'm just going to say it this way, and it's like Wayne Dyer used to play with this a lot. Wayne Dyer would just see like the counter people being so helpful and nice and blah, blah, blah. And he could take like, not like a mean counter person, but someone that was just having a bad day and it was like rough, 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 rough. But he holds this visualization of them and holds that intention. And sure enough, what he's doing, because it's all him, remember, this is all our consciousness, he will pull out or magnetize that aspect of her personality that is kind, that is generous, that is thoughtful. And so my feeling is that as you do that with her, you're going to do a lot to support her, number one, and you're also going to do a lot to support yourself in recognizing how great an exercise that is, how great a value that is, and how you can literally do the same for yourself. So there's a lot of learning to be had in that regard. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
I mean, you're very powerful, so if you want to block the trip, you probably could. But I still feel like it would be good for you to be on that trip energetically. I do.
I was thinking that too, even though there's so many things that keep coming up, I'm like, oh, like one more thing and I'm gonna have to cancel one more thing, but I'm not telling my husband this.
Well, I feel like there will be one more thing, but I just feel like even if you stay home, there's gonna be one more thing. Like staying home, I feel like you're gonna have some issues, and I don't feel like staying home is gonna solve them. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it just is what it is.
It's not him. I know. More issues with him. I've been through enough the last few months.
Yeah. No. I just feel like, you know, it's just not gonna solve it to babysit the house. You know, it's still gonna, you know, that's just how I feel. And let me see if there's anything else to say to you, and say your name one more time.
Him.
Open up to receiving grace. And grace is not like everything immediately gets solved, but grace is that you have a shift in perception of how you're perceiving things.
Yes.
So keep opening up to remembering that there's help available. And really, that's what this is all about. You know, while we're living our linear life, we like things to be in order and we got to do what we got to do. But it's really here to help us heal our consciousness and awake to a new understanding of self. And so as you use all your days for that higher purpose, you have like this avalanche of spiritual wealth waiting to be delivered to your house.
Yes.
Okay. And did your daughter want a message too today? Or?
Yeah. Want to take my seat, Dina?
Sure.
Okay, you want to record your own in case the GE man calls?
I guess.
Okay, put your recorder on. All right, she's taking my seat. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you today?
Good.
Okay. And did you have a question?
I guess just the message is fine.
Okay. One moment, please. So your creativity is just bubbling. And say your first name.
Nina.
And say it one more time. It would be really good for you to, I don't know, like if you do like art projects for yourself or if you're, I've got energy coming through my whole body when I'm saying this. So I know you do something creatively, but whether like you're involved in a project that you're working on, or if you get like this new spontaneous idea to do something else, and say your name one more time. This is a very important creative period for you, because what you're really doing is exploring your soul. And you're learning how to give yourself a break. I literally see where, you ever have those days where, it was just so fascinating the other day, it was like all cloudy in the sky, and yet I suddenly saw the sun coming, like trying to break through, and it's just one of those like supernatural experiences or feelings. That's how I feel about you. I feel like your soul is wanting full expression. And for whatever reason, the way your makeup is, it comes through your creativity. Now, the reason this is so important is when you allow your creativity to bust open, what you're gonna be doing is aligning with your power. I feel like you're sitting in this like disempowered state, and it's leaving you a little bit confused. Like it almost feels like, you know, you're like a leaf that's just being blown around, you know, and part of the journey is to surrender to the flow, but to do it aligned with your connection with spirit, aligned with your connection to your soul. And say your name one more time. You've got like this magical, mystical energy that is sitting there. And say your name one more time, sweetheart. It's like sitting there blocked, like it's almost like a train that was chugging along like at a station, and it stopped at a station, and it's just never started again. But here's the thing, it's still the train. It has not stopped being the train. It still knows what to do. It's all ready to go. As you allow, I just feel like, even if it's just, oh, I don't know, journaling, painting, if you have like another medium come to mind of something you want to do, and say your name one more time. It's really, really important and valuable. Nature would be very helpful for you right now, because you've got sprites and elves and all kinds of elementals communicating with you, fairies. They all communicate. Oh my gosh, I remember you now, the fairies. they all communicate with you. And this is the time, this is not the time to be like, oh, well, you know, things didn't really work out for me. The linear world is going to always work out until it doesn't. That's just the way dualism works. Good and bad, yin and yang. So your job is not to like get flustered or get, you know, bottomed out every time you got a little bit of a slip and slide. It's to really align yourself with this like higher ground, with this higher truth, to allow your soul to sing. Because if you remember, if you think like, think about artists that write these the most amazing songs. A lot of those songs come out through the hard times. So what they do, and I've got energy coming through my whole body again, what they do is they stay, you know, involved with communication with source. And through that, they literally bring forth from the energies of the souls, like amazing songs. Now, the reason why they're amazing is because they're healing. A lot of songs that are, oh, this is such a good song. It's a healing song. It's a healing song because as people tune into it, it's like therapy for the soul is what a lot of these songs are. You have, and say your name one more time. You have amazing gifts to bring forth for humanity. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So your job is take a chair, take a blanket, take something, go sit out in nature, and allow nature to heal you and allow that trickling of that creative flow to start coming through. You're going places, sweetheart. And this isn't about getting, you know, dualism, it's gonna do its thing. But you're bringing forth a very important vibration. That's beyond dualism. Does that make sense?
So, Sorry, what was the
dualism? Okay, so when I say dualism, what I mean by that is just normal life. Normal life, you know, we have our to-do list. You know, I want to do this, I want to do that, and then the store's closed, and then there was a traffic light outage, so I couldn't get to the store in time. Like, in other words, things happen. Things happen because it's like up, down, good, bad. What Spirit's trying to do is to help you align with a frequency that kind of stays in the groove, stays in your glory, stays in a higher connection throughout the ups and downs of life. And that's what you're learning how to master right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to see you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Hi, Stacy. How can we help you? Okay. You just need to unmute. I did it for
Sorry,
you. That's okay. I hear you great.
There we go. I had that.
So nice.
The message is fine. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Nice to have you, honey.
Thank you. Likewise.
And say your first name.
Stacy.
And say it one more time.
Stacy.
And say it one more time.
Stacy.
You've got really good, you got like groovy stuff going on. I mean, you really do. It's sort of like, and Stacy, say your name one more time, honey.
Stacy.
You got to give yourself a try. In other words, it's like you're sitting on good ideas. You're sitting on wonderful healings. Stacy, say your name one more time.
Stacy.
Yeah, trust of self. This is all about trusting yourself. I just feel like you're sitting on gold. I just feel like you've got so much wonderful stuff to share, and you're just not letting any of it out. So I don't know what this is, but I'm going to make this up. So this would be like, I had a book idea. Well, yeah, I shelved that. And then I had an idea for a business, and yeah, I didn't do anything with that. And then I had an idea to like maybe take a road trip there, but I don't know. And then someone was saying like something about their problems, and I like the angels are actually talking to me, which is what I feel like with you. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just making it up. So I didn't really share that. And say your name one more time.
Stacy.
Stacy, you are amazing. It's almost like the joke's on you. I really, really, really mean that. This is really about trusting yourself. I mean, it really is. This is about realizing that you really do have it going on. I mean, I literally, when I tune into you, I feel like there's gold energy. And gold energy is actually the highest energetic representation of truth you can have. In other words, you're the soul that has been very devoted to spirit in many incarnations. And you're very, very developed. And so you're looking at Stacy where it's sort of like you're evaluating yourself based on this incarnation and thinking, well, you know, I haven't done that much, or who am I, or something like that. But what you don't realize, and say your name one more time,
Stacy,
is that you have like, I literally sing where, you know, like at the finish, like when you're done with something, you go ring the bell. Like you have rung that bell over and over and over and over. So this has to do with the maturity of your soul. This has to do with the fact that you've come in all integrated. You've come in at a very high level. And so you don't have to do a lot of stuff that other people have to do to be at a very high awareness. But because you haven't trusted yourself enough yet, you haven't really received like adequate feedback in terms of the excellence of your character, the excellence of your worth, if that makes sense. So this is about, and say your name one more time.
Stacy.
This is about trusting Stacy. I mean, really, like if I didn't get myself to trust myself, I would never have set this up. I mean, I wouldn't. Like, I have to trust. I really do have a connection. Spirit really can help people through me. But I can't just trust spirit. I also have to trust my soul. And the way you trust is by doing. The way you trust is by doing. Baby steps. Like even Martin Luther King said that, like crawl if you have to, but just start going. And say your name one more time.
Stacy.
You're sitting here with gold energy, my friend. That's the highest alignment you can have is gold. So you got the goods. This is about trusting self. This is about trusting self. And they want me to tell you this and then I'll move on, but you can email me or whatever. When I first started, I was so scared. I would send girlfriends messages while I was at work, you know, channel messages, because I couldn't handle someone looking at me. It terrified me. I mean, like I took baby steps to do this, baby steps. I didn't just, ooh, here I am, messages, anybody. Attunements, baby. I sliced it up into like manageable steps where I was still breathing. When I first started this, my son, who was younger at the time, we set up his stuffed animals in the living room because I needed to practice looking at eyes without fainting, you know, to get comfortable doing this, like baby steps. Trust yourself. I can't think of anything more important than it's time to trust yourself. And you do know what you're doing. I guarantee you.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. You're welcome, honey. Hi, Mitzi.
I'm driving.
Okay. How can we help you?
Well, I guess something for my highest good. I mean, I have to get back to work.
Okay.
All right.
Mitzi, say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Trust that which you receive. Trust that which you receive. There's a need, I'm gonna say it's like meditation. There's a need to like slow down, get quiet, and open up to your higher self. But as you do that, you don't have to formally meditate. You can just sit out in the backyard or whatever. But as you will permit yourself to get quiet, like it's like almost like this fear of being in stillness or something. But as you permit yourself to be there in stillness, because you think you're inadequate is what they're saying. As you permit yourself to be in that stillness and open up to receive without expectation, you will actually be delighted with your abilities. Your abilities are sitting there waiting to be introduced to you, and you still think you're a beginner, and you're not. But you're so scared to be present with self, it's sort of like their package is waiting for her, but she'll never know it because she never comes to pick them up. So talk to me some other time, but your job really is to be one with the stillness and to learn how to be present in that. And you're going to be very pleased and excited with some opportunities that are literally sitting waiting for you.
Okay, well, I'll get in touch with you later. If that's okay.
That is absolutely okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Catherine, how can we help you, honey?
Well, just a reading for my high school.
Okay. Gosh, I lowered it when Mitzi screamed at us, so now I have to make it higher. Hold on. I was like, okay. It's so funny. I totally understand. All right. Let me just move up. You've got Mother Mary energy supporting you right now. I feel like it's support of like a project or taking the next step. But you literally have Mother Mary with you, helping you, guiding you. So don't be scared. Don't be scared. What they're saying is you're not doing this alone. Don't think you're doing this alone. They're saying that, you know, the screen where we experience things from this linear standpoint, it's very, very convincing. But it's literally delusional. It's literally delusional. Because when you really understand that you're being helped, and I'm literally seeing like a parent standing behind, or a teacher or whatever, standing behind a student. And so this like the person's putting their arm out, but I literally see like the teacher helping the arm. So when the arm goes out, there's actually someone guiding that arm out, and the student's like learning how to shake hands or whatever it is. But the point of the story is you're not doing this alone. You're being guided. You are doing it correctly. You were a nun. Oh my gosh, the energy coming through me. You were a nun in somewhere in Europe. And say your name, please.
Catherine.
Oh my gosh, I just want to hug you. I cannot even begin to tell you how connected you were with Source. I mean, you were just, you know how we think of like St. Francis or something, like somebody that's just so pure of heart and just so selfless in terms of really, they're not being that much of self. Identity is what it is, because they just allow God's spirit to kind of take over. I'm guessing that would what it felt like to be with Jesus, I'm assuming. But and say your name one more time.
Catherine.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm like falling in love with you. I can't even explain it, because it's like you're literally God. Like you're just holding the energy of pureness and delight. So the reason they're bringing this forth to me, and honestly, it's like I almost have this like heavenly glow is how it feels like, because I'm just bathing in the beauty of your soul, and that's what they want to explain to you and to share, and to permit yourself to exercise life from that domain. In other words, your soul has achieved greatness. They're just showing me one lifetime, but your soul has achieved greatness on many, many levels and many incarnations. And that soul is said and due to arrive again, to arrive again. So you have to, you don't have to, but yeah, they're saying have to. You have to understand that your soul comes with power. Like you're looking at some of these linear things like, how am I going to accomplish this? How, you know, like, oh, I don't know, because there have been like 7,000 people that have tried to do this too. But you have to understand, if you remember the beginning teaching, if you try to accomplish something just from a linear standpoint, you know, step one, step two, step three, when you're accomplishing something from your devotional stance of being one with spirit, it's like spirit's joy to anoint you. It's spirit's joy to, it's almost like a Joel Osteen sermon. And it's like, I forget how he used to say it, but it's like basically, you know, you can accomplish in the supernatural. That's what he would say, something like that. But that's exactly how I feel about you, that you must understand. They keep saying you must. I'm sorry, I would normally not talk like that, but they're insisting. Like you must understand the power that is due to arrive, and to expect it as such. Expect that it's basically like when you're working for God, God works for you. I don't know how else to explain that to you, except they're really asking you to have more like justified appreciation of self, really more justified appreciation of self, to allow yourself in your meditations and your reflective moments to really align with truth, to align with, to allow spirit to welcome you home. You come very cautiously. When I tune into you, you know, it's like that old analogy of showing up to receive with a very small vase versus like, here I am, I've got the biggest jar I could find. That is due you. So you want to come opening up to more grace, opening up to the awareness of, dream big is what I want to say to you too. Opening up to really, permitting almost like God or source to flow through you. That's your ticket home, by the way. As you will permit that, your whole life's going to light up. I can't even begin to explain it. It's sort of like everything just takes on new meaning. Everything just becomes easier. And you're really going to, and I say this with love because you're just my mirror, you're going to relieve yourself of some of this attachment to your personality stuff is all I know how to say it. It's just going to move into a new level. That's what's coming. You literally are moving into a new spiritual level of awareness. So I hope something in all of that supported you. Did you have any questions in anything I said?
No, it all makes sense. I mean, I am going through a thing with my son's dad. Court case has been ongoing forever. And I mean, it's just like tiring and oh my gosh, why is this happening and all this stuff. So I'm just trying to get through that and I'm just having a lot of self-doubt with all of this happening.
And say your first name again.
Catherine.
Yeah, gosh, it makes so much sense now. So this is your time of empowerment. This is your time of empowerment. This is your time of truth. In other words, it's just all mirroring to you that which you have been aligned with, which you're ready to release. So if you can see this as all your dream, all your mirage, expect miracles. I'm going to leave you with a short little story. So there was one day, oh my gosh, who has time to do this now? But in the old days, I used to post my daily messages to some spiritual groups. You know, just to share the love and stuff. But some woman just attacked the heck out of me. Oh my gosh, I forget what she said, but it was like, oh my gosh, here we go. And so at first when I saw it, I was like, who really needs this? Like, I don't have time for this. Who needs this right now? But I took a breath and it was kind of like by three breaths, I really got that I was communicating with myself that this would not be happening if there wasn't an aspect of me that was questioning me, that was doubt. She was challenging me, questioning me, challenging me, doubting me. And once I got that I was really just communicating with myself, and it was like, and she came back a couple times and I just kept saying, and I was really talking to an aspect of myself that didn't believe in myself. She just left, you know, with a little hymn. And what was really interesting, to take it one step further, is somehow it got on a thread that people saw. And I had so many people come to me and had read the thread, and they grew so much by reading that thread and realizing, in essence, I want to say how I took back my spiritual power. But it was like a healing experience, because I was really communicating with that part of me, that part of my ego that was challenging me. We all go through experiences like that. But my feeling is that you have, I'm going to say like three or four experiences like that. Some are going to be not as much fun as others. But as you commit to your truth in each moment, and as you kind of align with that which you do know to be correct about self, what you're really going to do is you're going to bust open to that new spiritual level. And that is all sitting in your hand, that's sitting in your lap waiting for you to take it.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Okay, be well. Hi, Stephen.
Okay.
Hi.
Actually, I'm going to get the dog a message, but he left. So I'll take the message.
Okay.
Hi.
And say your first name, please. And Stephen, can you say your first name, please? He's not hearing me. All right. One moment. Let me see what I can do. I don't know what it is, but what they're saying is like, wake up to what is being offered. In other words, spirits, oh my gosh, and you're my mirror, so I accept this on my behalf as well. Spirit has been offering you some, information, opportunity of worth. In other words, here's the bottom line. Whatever you know to do, do it. Whatever you know to do, do it. And the reason I say that is I feel like you have like some more direction, some more information, something like that coming, but it's not going to be delivered until you take care of what is going on now. So like, in other words, they're literally showing when I was feeding my dog. My dog just had surgery. So anyway, I was feeding my, hand feeding the dog actually. And I had more to give him, but I wasn't gonna put it, they're just showing me where I didn't put it into the bowl until he finished what we were working with from the first bowl. So if you don't know what they're talking about, if nothing comes to mind, just ask Spirit to reveal to you what you need to know. And you're gonna be shown things. Like for me, it was kindly recommended by Spirit that I meditate 3 times a day. I have not done that to date. I mean, I do 3, I do 2, I do 1. You know, I'm just like all over the place. I am nothing but consistent. And Spirit's just showing, like, to be honest, like we're both getting the same message. It's sort of like, yeah, they have other things, but it's sort of like a Lego set. If you ever build a Lego set, you know, there's no point taking out those cute little fun pieces to add when you haven't finished your foundation yet. So you have a very good connection. I still feel like amazing connection, to be honest. And there are some opportunities, not for correction, but for like just putting in those foundation pieces. Think whatever it is you've been told to do, now's the time to do it. And this isn't a chastisement. It's so that they can build on top of it, so that they can add to it. But you got to take care of the first level, whatever that is. If you don't know, nothing comes to mind. Simply ask to be shown what it is you need to know in that regard. And you will just suddenly remember it in meditation or just whenever. It'll just come to you. But it's important. You know, it's sort of like we pray for help, but then we don't take the help that we're offered. So it's something like that. And it has something to do with your spiritual development for you to, you know, it's almost like Jeshua. They always, if you read Jeshua's channelings and stuff, he talks about how he was like really like psychologically dependent on God. He was totally dependent, you know, so that he was a disciple. He would follow what he would listen. And there's something about that type of sincere gesture where you really become, you know, ultimately an orchestrator of love. But it's like that devotional place where you're just really serving Spirit, where you're really serving. And they're literally showing me Catherine when somehow she worked with Mother Mary in another lifetime, where you know, Mother Mary would come to her and say to do something, and it was like she would do it with like, oh God, I don't know what the word is, but just like without question, with total devotion, with total faith. And so because Mother Mary could count on her to always do what she was recommended to do, it was like more gifts were given and more gifts were given, if that makes sense. So I don't know the details, but you will. They will come to you. And say your name one more time. Yeah, there's something you're overlooking is all I know. And again, this isn't reprimand, this isn't like danger, you know, nothing like that. More so of there's like literally, it's the same thing, message, but they're showing me a jigsaw puzzle where it's like every piece has to be put in place. Every piece has to be put in place. So when I say that message to you, oh my gosh, am I saying it to me? Because it's like, oh my gosh, I could receive that message as well. So I think I'll take that one to heart. So I have work to do. But it's really good. I'm going to leave you with this. It's really, really good, because as you attend to those things, you've got a lot of help coming, is how it feels. So I don't know what it is, but I'm going to actually say a prayer for you as well afterwards to help you open up to whatever it is that you have opportunity for. So I will leave you with that. Yeah, because they're like first things first. Oh my gosh, and it's my message too, unfortunately.
I'll work on it.
Okay, all right, sweetheart. Carmen.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart, how can we help you?
Hi, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Carmen.
Gosh, I know what I want to say to you. I don't know quite how. One moment. And say it one more time.
Carmen.
You feel exactly like what they were sharing in the beginning, as far as there's kind of like this Carmen that, you know, is a little bit linear but spiritually aware, and we know and love Carmen. But, and say your name one more time.
Carmen.
There is like this higher version Carmen that is all good to go, that is like all powered up, that's in alignment with like other galaxies. I just see you with all these light beings, tremendously powerful, tremendously aware. And this is how it feels to me. And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
I don't want to say trust, because trust doesn't work with you. When I say trust, it just becomes this like linear path, and that's not what they want with you. One moment. I'm going to say it this way. It's like, excuse me, you can go to astrology class, you can go to meditation class, and so you kind of like, step by step by step, learning about higher awareness, or as you're doing that, so you're kind of taking it like on a linear approach, like first I do this, then I do this, then I do this, then I do this. While that's occurring, and say your name one more time.
Carmen.
You're receiving information from an aspect of Carmen that is in another dimensional reality. And that Carmen is, oh my God, your energy is so bright. So, oh my gosh. It's like the most beautiful energy you can imagine. And that's you. And that's you in this other dimensional state. And so what's occurring, and say your name one more time.
Carmen.
Is that Carmen, though that's not your name, obviously, but that aspect of you is looking to make contact with you. So in order to receive it, figure this out. It's not going to be trust. That's all I do know. Carmen, say your name one more time.
Carmen?
It's like permitting yourself to go beyond who you believe yourself to be. To permit yourself to know what you don't know, how you know, but yet you know. Actually, I like the first sentence better. It works better with you. To permit yourself, whatever I said, permit yourself to be more than you understand yourself to be. When I say that and I tune into you, you kind of start blissing out on me, which is the look we're going for here. To really permit your expansiveness. That's how I feel. When I'm tuning into you now, it's like you energetically are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you, it's like you're commanding, oh my gosh, the energy is so beautiful, so amazing, so intense. It's like you're commanding this spiritual presence. So in essence, I don't know what dimension you're from, but there's an this like multidimensional aspect of self that is opening, looking to come and blend with you, if that makes sense. So this isn't about intellectually trying to understand as much as it is, and say your name one more time.
Carmen.
Permitting yourself to be in an expanded state of awareness. Let me see also I can explain that. It's realizing that like everything that you're trying to learn, but like if you read spiritual books or take classes, whatever you do, as you would allow, you will suddenly bypass all of that and simply slip into somebody that, I don't know, is receiving light language, is suddenly talking in a different language, is suddenly seeing other worlds. Like, I don't know what it is, but that's what they want you to open up and expand to. And I'm literally looking, if you will remind me, I'll send you this picture. And I don't even know what it says. Oh, but you would, if you speak Spanish. It's a book that's in Spanish, actually. But for whatever reason, the cover really, I just really responded to someone's cover of some channeled book or something. So I saved that picture for whatever reason, like a year ago or 2 years ago. But anyway, that's the picture that's staring at me right now psychically. And they want me to send that to you to really realize that that's who you truly are. Because the more that you respond to that, the more that you receive that, yeah, the more that you will receive that, you're going to just kind of bliss out into that natural state of attunement. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Nicole. I mean, words cannot express the gratitude I feel.
Yeah, yeah, I feel, like I just feel it. It's like, you just are.
Yeah, I was crying during the whole intro. I was like, amazing.
Yeah.
So much.
So much love, sweetheart. Okay, Mr. Otto, how can we help you?
I'm kind of thinking that I'm maybe paying attention too much to the linear world. The hell is all I mean? I don't know, how about just a message?
Okay.
Please, best and highest.
Well, they're saying when you pray, move your feet. So in other words, you got to attend to the linear world as well, for certain, because that is the form you're still working with. But let me get you a message. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
And say it one more time, honey.
Otto.
So what came to mind is to imagine yourself with grace. Imagine yourself like with just like illumination all around you, with white light all around you. So I'll wait for the train. So when you said I'm paying too much attention to form, what they were saying is remember, it's sort of like the cross where you're bringing the spiritual into the form. So that's it. It's about marrying both. And so as you open up to grace, as you open up to really just imagining that you're just covered, and I've got energy coming through my whole body when I'm saying this for you, that you're just covered with this white illumination power. So that as you're moving through form, you're doing it from that higher intention, from that higher awareness, from that higher purpose. And so the card that I pulled was spiritual union, because that's what this is all about. And then I pulled a second card, and it was intuition. So it's the same thing where you're working with form, but you're doing it with diligence, with diligence. And I've got like this rose being offered to you. You're doing it with the awareness that you're pulling in that spiritual dimension as you go. So that's like your marching orders. That's your directive, is to bring God's realm into this world, to bring God's realm into your own personal world. In other words, to work with that spiritual power, to work with that spiritual mastery, to know that you are both. You are man and you are divine. You are both. And to permit, and they're saying to permit that association to occur. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
And to never give up, to never give up. You know, I feel weird saying that to you because I know you never have given up. But sometimes you give up on self a wee bit too early. Sometimes, and oh God, everyone's my mirror today, and I am not enjoying this at all. I am not enjoying this. Sometimes you give up a wee bit too early. So there's a little bit of, and I say this to myself as well, there's a little bit of, you know, you got to be like tenacious. You got to be like, you got to go like Rocky, like just never giving up no matter what. And it has something to do with like that soul learning that it's like you call it forth. And I guess because we have so much karmic imprints or winds built up with the old energy, that it really takes like a determined force and will to kind of like overcome like the old association. But regardless, whenever you kind of feel like giving up, it's sort of like, oh gosh, I forget what that was, but there was something that said, you know, instead of giving up, rest. Instead of giving up, rest. So if you have a period where you're just overwhelmed and it's like, man, nothing's working, you know, take an hour off and rest. But then resume, rest and then resume, rest and resume. Because to not give yourself permission to rest is, you get suffocated. I don't know what I'm looking at, but you somehow the energy suffocate you. And I don't know, I don't know what you do, but it does, you don't make progress. I'll say it that way. So when you feel like, oh man, I'm just burnt or whatever it is, permit yourself to rest. Permit yourself to rest. And then try again, and then try again. Have the heart for self, have the heart for self, have the heart for the divine. And when somehow that works together, and I literally see, it's like the heart for self and then the heart for divinity and the all. And somehow, like, the energies work together. And this is where the spiritual union comes in. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
You're further along than you realize. It's almost like sometimes we could be 3/4 of the way done with the work that we're trying to master, the spiritual work we're trying to learn. We can be 3/4 of the way done, but because we haven't received, there you go, the light. That's you. It's a good card. They want me to go back. So we could be 3/4 of the way done in our quest and what we're trying to master, but because we haven't materialized the goal, we shortchange ourselves, and we're like, well, why bother even trying, because nothing's here. But remember that you're building it up energetically. Everything is vibrational. So we attract everything with frequency. So just because something isn't here, it's because we still have 1/4 of the way to go vibrationally, doesn't mean that everything that we have done today doesn't count, or that isn't useful, because it is. Like, it's building it up to, like, I'm gonna say 80%. I guess 3/4 is 75%. To me, it feels like 80%. So everything that you've done, accumulated, is like 80% of your goal. And now you just need that extra 20%. And again, I'm talking vibrationally, where it's like you're claiming it, you're holding it, you're doing whatever you have to do. And when you pray, you move your feet. So of course, you're also doing it on the physical level as well. But my very strong feeling is like you're 80%. You flip-flop. Sometimes you go down to 70, but it's like somewhere between 70, 75, and 80 consistently. You're there. And now it's just to keep going, to recognize that now is the time for the follow-through, to realize that everything has counted. You have made progress. You're almost there. And so now it's like, and not with the whipping, not with like whipping a horse or whatever, not with the whip, with encouragement, with belief. Again, go back to the beginning of the message, where you're receiving that grace and you're receiving that spiritual alchemy, that spiritual presence, and then keep applying everything you're doing. You're doing a good job, just don't give up too early, because it's like you're 80% of the way there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Indeed, we have served mightily, yes. It is our great pleasure to bring service to ones that are so dear to our hearts. You see, you are needed. What you are doing for the masses, it is a spectacle to be witnessed. It is an achievement to be honored. It is bravery that is necessary in these times. We ask you to have far more appreciation for the bravery that has occurred. You see, each of you have overcome and triumphed. Each of you have been most willing to be of service. Have the appreciation of self. Allow the riches of spirit to be received through you, by you, and as you. Until next time, we remain ever faithful. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, a kitty came to our group.
He likes to be a part of the action.